cracking on.
Right, Brian Briley joins me. A big win today. What was it like to play in that? I just asked Joe Burgess the same sort of thing. You know, confidence was flying there, but not the best start to the game. But what sort of went right there after that?
Yeah, obviously our attack was good, and probably a big improvement from last time out. We're just a little bit more clinical, if I'm honest, and passes stuck. And you have games like that. I'll be honest, I probably wouldn't read too much into it. Them things can happen. Obviously, wait for a quality side, so I don't think there's anything to worry about from either side, to be honest. I just think more important for us, it was the 2 points. I think that was the goal going into the game. We'd have took a 1-0, to be honest. It's nice to score some points, but ultimately it's only worth 2 points. So.
It was a pivotal game, wasn't it, today? Because if you lose the game, you're second bottom, down with the dead men. You've won the game, now you're looking up the table. You've got Warrington away next week. I mean, how's this last 2 weeks been for you? You know, you've had a break with the international break. How have you spent that as a team? Have you been working on certain moves and things like that on the training ground? Or has it been a bit of relaxation time for you?
Yeah, not so much. It's hard. We've got a load of injuries, so I think, yeah, you know, we're down to our last 18 players today. So the coaching staff have done a great job in making sure we're fresh and more mentally than anything. So it's a long season, isn't it? And you've got a lot of games to come and work through. So we've had a bit of time off, and more importantly, getting our roles right within the team. And me, Brody and Sneedy have a lot of meetings with each other, a lot of dialogue, so we have a lot of meetings on our own without the coaching staff as well, about how we're going to try and pick a team off, because ultimately we're the three who are on the pitch and we're the three making the big decisions. So ultimately I know we took a bit of stick on the lot on the wing game, especially our attack, so I'll probably give it a big rap to Brody and Sneedy, how they executed and put me in a lot of space today.
I think there's a couple of tries there. I mean, they could be like try of the season contenders, couldn't they? I mean, there was a few there, you know, passes out the back door, that try from a set scrum. You know, that must be pleasing. You know, what's Paul Rowley said to you after the game? I mean, it's always difficult after a defeat, but after something like that, what do you say to your players?
Well, what I will say, the biggest insult people can throw at us is that we're off the cuff, because we're not. A lot of our players are structured. Everyone needs to be in the right spot, and if they're not in the right spot, it breaks down.
Yep.
So all 13 need to be in the right spot at the right time, with a bit of quality on the end of it, which obviously Sneedy and Brody possess. So I think ultimately it's a bit of a reward from a lot of hard work. I think the Wigan game, the first 40 minutes, was the most intense game I've ever been involved in this season, and the forward put a real good effort. So it was nice to give him a bit of a breather today and score some points. And but massive credit to them boys. They've done it tough the last couple of weeks and put the body in front and really worked hard. So, listen, you know, obviously we'll all get the plaudits to the back for scoring the fancy try and stuff, but them boys deserve a special mention.
Warrington next Sunday. You've got to go there and do the business again. I mean, we're not saying score 70 points, but the moment, the way they're playing at the moment, you must be confident of getting a result in that game as well.
It's a weird one, because I think from fourth down, I think anyone can make the playoffs. Mm. And you win two games and you're in the mix. You lose two games and you're staring at relegation again. So it's a strange one. It is. Ultimately, Warrington will turn the corner. They've got too many quality players with a quality coach. Just hopefully it's not against us.
I think if you go there with the right attitude, though, that game's there for the taking. I mean, Warrington had a good win against us last time there and turned a bit of a corner, didn't they, after a bad run of results. And we don't want the history to repeat itself. But I think if you guys get your attitude right, you're going to get the points.
Well, I think it's important to understand Warrington didn't concede a point the weekend. Mm. So ultimately, they're clearly defending well. Mm. So if we give enough cheap ball and turn the ball over in the wrong areas, they've got enough quality in likes of George Williams to break it down, and they will score points. So I think for us, he's making sure that we handle the ball the right way and not. I remember when we played them last time, we was a bit frustrated how we kind of turned the ball over, because I think physically we was okay against them. I think. I wouldn't say we was bullied or dominated or something. So we'll get an opportunity to play well, and that's on us if we take it or not. I think our attitude needs to be bang on. Season. Our attitude needs to be bang on. Against a really quality side, but I think for us now it's about just making sure we're good each and every week regardless. I don't think it doesn't suit us as a team being 9 out of 10 and being a 2 out of 10. We need our team to be a 7, 8 out of 10 every week to get any sort of result, because our squad's not big enough and we don't spend the most money. So ultimately it's always going to be that test against our squad. We've got a small squad and we're ravaged by injuries at the moment. But our circle's tight, and that's a testament to Paul Rowley and the staff.
Well done today, Ryan. Best of luck next week, mate.